Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where our goal is to inform, inspire, and impact our listening audience. We do this by featuring nonprofits who share all the great things that they're doing and how they're making a difference in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. If you heard about an organization that provided opportunities for education, culture, fellowship, and service, would that be something you'd be interested in learning more about? Well, if so, stop what you're doing. Take some time to learn how our nonprofit guest is providing these opportunities and making a difference in our local community. My guest is Claire Sedushak, president of the Women's Club of Pewaukee. Welcome to the show today, Claire.
Thanks, Jill. It's an honor to be here.
You are welcome. So let's learn about this local club. Tell us about it and what your mission is.
Okay. The Women's Club of Pewaukee is a volunteer service organization, and we have deep roots in the community. We were founded back in 1904 and just celebrated our 120th anniversary. Today, we have more than 100 members from the greater Pewaukee area, all connected by a shared desire to give back. At our core, our mission is simple. We work to improve and enrich our community. It's a place where friendships form, ideas come to life, and together we make a meaningful difference.
That sounds wonderful. Who wouldn't like to be a part of that, right? Well, I understand that the Women's Club of Pewaukee is part of this General Federation of Women's Clubs. Tell us what that means exactly.
Yeah, it goes by the initials. We call it GFWC, General Federation of Women's Clubs. And it's an international women's organization. And we're dedicated to, again, making communities better through volunteer service. Internationally, there are over 60,000 members. That's throughout the United States and worldwide. And each individual club does choose its service projects that best fit the community's needs. As a fun fact, our own club, through an international outreach, actually helped start a GFWC club in Spedale, Austria. And to give you a sense of the impact, in 2024 alone, GFWC club women completed more than 5 million hours of volunteer service. That's worldwide. It's pretty amazing to be part of something that makes a difference.
Wow, 5 million hours of volunteer service. That's really something. Well, what would you say, or who would you say, should consider joining this club?
Anyone who wants to get connected and feel more connected to their community and to other women. We do a lot of meaningful service projects right here in Pewaukee and Waukesha County, so you really get to see the impact of your time and effort. And the friendships, they're wonderful. You meet women who might never have crossed paths with otherwise. And before long, it feels like a warm, supportive service or circle that you're genuinely looking forward to being a part of. We also have a lot of fun events, interesting programs, monthly meetings, and plenty of chances to get involved in ways that fit your schedule and your own interests. Whether you want to volunteer, plan things, or just enjoy being part of a group that does good work, there's a place for you. Plus, we're part of this larger GFWC network, so you're joining a long tradition of women making a difference locally and beyond. So if you're looking for connection, purpose, and a chance to give back, the Women's Club Pewaukee is a wonderful place to be.
Okay. Well, so that's why someone should, some other women perhaps in the community should join. Tell us why you personally got involved in the Women's Club.
Well, I moved to Lake Country about 5 years ago, and I actually joined both the Oconomowoc and the Pewaukee Women's Club and decided I need to pick one or the other. I stayed with the Pewaukee Club because of their work with Dementia-Friendly Pewaukee. It's a cause that's close to my heart. Through this program, we sponsor monthly caregiver coffees, and we host two educational workshops each year. And being a part of this allows me to give back in a meaningful way and really make a difference in the lives of those with dementia.
Okay. Well, I know that the Dementia Friendly of Pewaukee has been on the show in the past. Interesting work that they have done. I understand also that each president has a particular theme during their tenure. Tell us what yours is.
Yes, be glad to, Jill. The theme of my presidency is Young at Heart, and it focuses on advocating for the older adults and pushing back against ageism. It's actually a perfect fit with my background. I spent 40 years working as a pharmacist and gerontologist, providing medications and prescriptions and clinical care to residents in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And after a career spent working with older adults, I've learned something important. Growing older is something to embrace and not fear. And I even have I've discovered a secret for living longer. And the best part is it's absolutely free and anyone can do it.
Ooh, boy, a secret for living longer. do tell.
Okay.
After our short commercial break. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking with Claire Sadushak, president of the Women's Club of Pewaukee. So, Claire, you say you have a secret for living longer. I think everyone would want to hear your take on that, so do share your thoughts.
Yes, there is a secret for living longer. Whether you believe it or not, there's actually research to prove this. It was done at Yale University by a professor named Becca Levy. Her studies have shown that you can live up to 7.5 years longer by thinking positively about aging. I'll say that again. If you think positively, if a positive outlook on aging, you can live up to 7.5 years longer. The question is, what would you do with 7.5 years? I know as a pharmacist, I wish I could patent this because I'd be rich. To put this in perspective, medications or pharmaceuticals that treat high blood pressure or high cholesterol, they only add, on an average, 4 years to your life. So by maintaining that positive attitude towards aging, it gives you almost double the amount of time you can lengthen your life. So it all comes down to mindset, outlook, and that's really the heart of my theme as president, Young at Heart, your outlook. Encourage women to celebrate their age, live boldly, and truly stay young at heart.
I love that. So does that mean if we're on cholesterol meds or blood pressure meds that we're going to live like an average of 11.5 years if we're positive? And
I don't know if it's cumulative, but you'll be happier if nothing else by having a positive attitude, and that's what's important.
That's right. That's right. Well, tell us about the types of events that the Women's Club puts on.
Okay, the thing about GFWC and Women's Club is that they have five areas, general areas of service. And the first one is art and culture. We celebrate creativity. One of the things that we've been doing for almost 100 years is having the Helen Farnsworth Mears Student Art Contest for middle school students. And you'll hear more about that later. The other thing we're with my under my theme, what we're doing is starting a project to showcase art done by older individuals. So at the local senior living communities, we're going to solicit artwork from their residents, and we're having it on display for 2 weeks, followed by an open house to celebrate these amazing artists. Then another area of service area is education and libraries. We support lifelong learning through the book club, volunteering in the schools, and we provide scholarships. This year, we will be giving $4,000 out in scholarships to students, high school students in Pewaukee. Then we also have the environment service area, and every summer we have a group of ladies who go out and test the waters of Pewaukee Lake to keep it safe and clean. Then the fourth area of service is health and wellness.
Oh, that's a big one, I'm sure.
Yeah. We do an annual blood drive. We have a strong focus on addressing food insecurity in our community. We do a lot of work for the Pewaukee Food Pantry. We have members that volunteer every Saturday. We hold an annual food drive, and we collect food items during our monthly meetings. So in the fifth area is civic engagement outreach. We participate in fun community building events like National Night Out, which had over 1,000 people attend this past summer, Shop with a Cop to help kids pick out Christmas gifts, the Halloween Fun Fest, and we'll be doing the Salvation Army bell ringing to help them. Plus, as a newer project, we are partnering with the Avena Nursing Home to support some of our most vulnerable elderly residents. So in short, we do a little of everything: art, education, environment, health, community outreach. So if anyone is interested, you can get involved in many ways, in whatever way matters to you most.
Well, it gets back to what I said at the beginning, that we have this great organization providing opportunities for education, for culture, for fellowship, and service. You know, you dive into all those areas. How do you fund the work that you do?
That's a good question, Jill. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization. So all of our funds are raised through fundraising and community partnerships. We host a couple big events. We just had our Razzle Dazzle fundraiser. And then we also, another way of raising funds is partnering with some of the local restaurants that generally share profits. And I want to put a big kudos out to Bubba's Frozen Custard on Capitol in Pewaukee. They have been a really big supporter for us, and we really appreciate them. And overall, with all these efforts, we are able to give out each year about $20,000 to other nonprofit organizations in Pewaukee and Waukesha County. So it's amazing to see the impact that we have in our local community.
Well, the club is making quite an impact in the community, obviously. What would you say you are the most proud of?
Honestly, I would say it's our members. We would not have a club if we didn't have the wonderful members that we do. Our motto is unity and diversity, and it really shows. Our women come from all different ages and backgrounds, and they bring so much energy and dedication to the club. I keep telling people that one of the things I'm really impressed with is that how many of these women are leaders, that they not only are involved with their work in women's club, but they're involved in their churches. They are leaders in other organizations and active in other organizations like the Pewaukee Area Arts Council, the Pewaukee Area Historical Society, veterans groups such as the VFW, the American Legion. Many of them have also leaders. We've had a couple of members who have served on the Waukesha County Board, Pewaukee Village Board, condo associations. They're involved in everything. I'm so proud of the work they do, not only for us, but also for all the other organizations and groups within a community. But then sometimes it's also a challenge, in that our membership is aging. About 10% of our members have been with the club for over 25 years.
Wow. And that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We've had, you know, members in their 90s, several members. Of course, I always say that being a member of the club helps you stay young also because you have a sense of purpose and usefulness, and it gives you a passion. Plus, you have the socialization.
And you're positive. You have a positive outlook.
Yep, exactly. So anyway, we're always looking for bringing in other members with different talents and skills, especially those who can help with technology and social media. It's by bringing in new people with new ideas that it keeps our club vibrant, fresh, and ready to reach new generations while still honoring that amazing legacy of our longtime members.
Oh, wonderful. Well, lots of things that you've talked about. We're really just planting that seed because we can't get to everything. But we wanted to just give our listening audience a sneak peek into who you are and the great things that you do. So if someone's listening and they want to reach out to you, what is the best way for them to get you?
Women's Club of Pewaukee's website, womensclubofpewaukee.com.
Okay, or you could just Google, I imagine, and you'll get
absolutely
right to you. Okay, super. Well, thank you, Claire Sadushak, president of Women's Club of Pewaukee. Thank you for being here today. We might hear a little bit more from you later on in the last segment, but thank you for sharing your heart to serve and to share your positive attitude and outlook. Appreciate it. I know that Women's Club of Pewaukee partners with other organizations in order to do what they do with regard to their events, and Claire talked about that. But there's actually one specific nonprofit that they partner with on three big events. We'll talk more about those when we meet our next nonprofit guest coming up next on MPC. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And my next guest today is from a nonprofit that works very closely with the Women's Club of Pewaukee, especially on three of their main events. Welcome to the show today, Sue Keeley from the Pewaukee Area Arts Council.
Thank you. It's a delight to be here.
Happy to have you. Well, we're going to get to the events that the two of you work closely on later in the show. Well, let's start by you telling us who the Pewaukee Area Arts Council is, known as PAC, and what is your mission?
PAC is dedicated to encouraging and promoting quality art experience through programs, events, cultural opportunities for the greater Lake Country area. Our roots are in Pewaukee. That's where we started. And we just celebrated our 21st year as an organization. So we're about 100 years younger than Claire's. But we have expanded our reach throughout Lake Country. We hold a lot of events outside of Pewaukee. Our members and event attendees come from a wide area beyond Pewaukee.
Okay. Well, why is it important to you to commit your time and energy to PAC?
Well, I joined PAC in 2019, just before COVID struck, and I'm a hobby artist, and I was looking for artists to connect with and to be inspired by. And I had managed volunteers in much of my professional life, so I was finally ready to do some volunteering of my own. And I know how important it is to engage members and prevent burnout, quite frankly. I never expected to be president.
You just fell into that role.
I did sort of just fall into that. But my predecessor had been president for 4 years and kept PAC alive and well during COVID. So I felt it was time for somebody else to step in, and she tapped me, and here I am. So I had a lot of respect for her and a lot of respect for the board, who kept us going through a very tough time. We had to pivot and cancel and pivot and
cancel again
things.
And
yes.
Reschedule and do business as usual in a different way, right?
Yes.
Or let however you decide to do your business, that become business as usual, because I think most people were like, what? You know, what do we do now? You know?
Right.
What else would you suggest, or who else would you suggest commit their time to PAC and maybe even become a member?
Well, we have a variety of members. So we have professional artists. So if you're a professional artist, one who makes their living through art, it's a great way to connect with other artists and join PAC. It's a minimal membership fee, $25 a year right now, so you need to join. And we do a lot of fun things together. Artists often work in isolation, and so this is a great way to connect and commune with other artists. We also have just art appreciators, and businesses can also join, and they support the arts and community artwork, and so we have a wide variety of members.
Well, so let me flip that then. You're talking about community participants being members of yours. Tell us what kind of involvement PAC has in the community.
We do a number of different things. We do small things, for instance, outside the Pewaukee area, the Pewaukee Police Department, you'll find some benches that have been painted. Those were painted by PAC and maintained by PAC. We've done things like paint windows and during the holidays for businesses. We also work with Zacharias Acres in Oconomowoc, which is a great organization.
Great organization,
yes.
Yeah.
And one of our members has done a lot of mural work there, Ann Raskoff. And so they went to her and they said, we had this new education center that we'd love to have some artwork about nature. So last January, bitter cold weather, we were painting lifelike wooden fish to hang on the wall of this outside education center. And so that was fun. It was a January project when people weren't too busy, and it gave us an opportunity to collaborate and to be together as well as to support someone in the community.
Well, why get involved specifically in community art projects?
Well, art brings happiness. It's joyful. It gets people sometimes introspective, but really, if you see a piece of community art somewhere, you almost always will smile or look at it and say, I wonder what the artist meant with that. So it is provoking as well as filling space and making it beautiful.
Okay. Well, what about annual events?
We have a number of annual events. One of the pivots that we made back during COVID was to go from a very elaborate dinner to the Art and Garden Tour. And the first year we did it virtually. But we now have events from April through September that are art workshops. And we do them throughout Lake Country, all different kinds of things. We've made garden totems. We've made floral pictures, nature's palette, we call it. And it gives people a chance to get out of their comfort zone and try something different, or to reawaken their own art spirit, maybe something that they've forgotten that they used to like to enjoy.
And then in order for any organization to be successful in carrying out their mission and to have more of an impact, collaboration and partnerships with others is key. We talk about this all the time. And I mentioned before the break how PAC works closely with the Women's Club of Pewaukee on three key community events. So we've been talking about, you know, how does PAC get involved in the community? What are some of the community art projects? Why art projects and specifically and annual events? Well, stay tuned, and we're going to talk more about these three key community events after our short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and we are continuing our discussion with Sue Keeley from the Pewaukee Area Arts Council. I think most people know and understand how important collaboration and partnerships are to the success of organizations' goals and missions. You shared with me before we did this interview that you're looking for good partnerships. Tell us what you mean by that.
Good partnerships to me mean that we can help each other. So we bring our strengths, they bring their strengths, and because of our strengths, we create something that's more powerful. There are also partnerships that are very simple exchanges where we use somebody's space and they get the visibility of us using their space as well as we get a place to hold our event. We have partnerships that are purely financial, large donations, they support what we do, but they're not going to come to any of our small events. They're just there for us. They believe in our mission. They believe in what we're doing. They're excited to donate money. So there are different kinds of partnerships, but they need to align with who we are and what we're trying to do.
Okay. So now let's talk about the great partnership that you have with the Women's Club of Pewaukee. And actually, Claire is going to come back in and join us in the conversation. Claire from the Women's Club of Pewaukee. So you have three big events that you guys partner on. Why don't you do a deeper dive into those?
Okay. One of the projects that we started with the Women's Club a few years ago is the Joyful Free Art Library, and it was named after Joy Grace Allen, who had been a member of both of our organizations. We actually have quite a few members in common. So PAC members created it. They created one of those wooden libraries that you see with books in them. Well, this one has art supplies in them, and you can come and take whatever kind of supplies are in there to do your own creating. You can leave things that you want, just as the book libraries are. PAC created it, and then Soulfire Studio in Delafield hosts it and helps to keep it filled with donated materials. The Women's Club holds an art supply drive each year to help us replenish it, and PAC members spend a couple days, usually in January, sorting through all the materials and making kits where it makes sense. So there can be a theme, and it helps the Soulfire staff actually restaff it, resupply it. So it's a fun take on the little free book libraries that all are all around. And Claire, why don't you talk about the Helen Farnsworth Mears Scholarship, and I'll chime in.
Yeah, Susan, I'd be glad to. Yeah, as I said before, one of the five service areas for the Women's Club is arts and culture, and it's to celebrate creativity. And almost 100 years ago, GFWC Wisconsin started the Helen Farnsworth Mears Middle School Art Competition. Request artwork from the different schools in the community, and actually, it's something that I participated in when I was young in my hometown of Beaver Dam. So I find that very interesting. And we basically solicit the artwork from the schools, and we have various categories of types of art, schools that have art teachers and those that don't. We do even have a category for homeschool, and we partner with PAC, the Pewaukee Area Arts Council, is they do the judging. They also help provide some of the prizes, and we love doing the collaboration with them to promote the artwork for the young students.
And PAC loves to judge this because it's so fun to see the imagination and the creativity of middle school kids.
Oh, I bet.
Come up with.
I can just imagine, yeah.
And it's another partnership is that the Pewaukee Library displays all of the artwork.
Yes.
And we have a reception there. The parents come. This past year, they did a PowerPoint with all the artwork on display, video by video also.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a nice collaboration.
Yeah. And then another thing we do is with dementia-friendly Pewaukee. As I said, that's an area that's near and dear for me. And what we do is monthly hold a coffee for caregivers. So anybody who is caring for a loved one with dementia can come. It's a chance for them to talk with others and share the challenges and rewards of caregiving. It's kind of a support group. Many times these participants tell us that they no longer feel like they're the only one in the world alone with these challenges. And it's very rewarding just listening to their stories. What makes and I also want to mention, we partner with this at the Fox River Congregational Church. They allow us the space, and it's a beautiful space. We are so grateful for them. And the space has a couple different rooms adjacent to each other, so that while the caregivers are in one room talking and getting to know each other, the individuals with dementia are in another room. And this is where PAC, the Pewaukee Area Arts Council, come in with their volunteers. Sue, do you want to tell more about what your group does?
Right. So we come up with a craft or an art project. Sometimes it's just, now draw this, and we ask them to draw something and pass the sheet along. Or sometimes we do very simple things. Other times we'll do something that is connected to the holidays or nature and things like that. And we always end our sessions with music, because we know that music is really one of the deepest embedded things we have in us. I remember when my mom had dementia, and a song would come on, and she would start singing the words, even though she couldn't follow anything else. Mm. And one of the women in our group in Dementia Friendly Pewaukee is really, she's verbal, but she doesn't make sense when she talks. And we had, during the summer, we sang Take Me Out to the Ballpark. Well, she threw her arms around me and sang every single word of that song.
Oh.
And if that wasn't rewarding.
Yes,
it
yes.
Really.
Well, you talk about the services that you give and how wonderful they are for the recipient. But we all know that it truly is a gift for us.
Yes,
as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe even more so, you know. Mm-hmm. What would you say that you're most proud of with the work that PAC does, Sue?
Well, there are so many things we do, and I didn't mention them earlier because I got all carried away on the Art and Garden Tour, but we also, like the Women's Club, provide scholarships to seniors in high school who are going on into the arts in college. And this year we have four of them. We've been giving four of them out every year, but this year we raised close to $10,000 for a new named scholarship for a gentleman by the name of Greg Miller, who had passed away and was a very well-known ceramist and art teacher in Wisconsin. And during one of our major parts of the Art and Garden Tour, we have a celebration of the arts at one of our founders' homes, Joel Pfeiffer, and we showcase his beautiful, stunning art in his backyard and other art, and we sold Greg Miller's remaining pieces to raise this money, along with donations, to start a scholarship in his name. So I'm very proud of us for doing that.
Very nice. Are there any other events that PAC specifically puts on? We talked about partnerships, mm-hmm. and there you did mention in our first segment some of them, but
yes.
I think you were saying that you did forget to mention some key ones.
Right. Well, there's two things I forgot to mention. One is the Showcase of Art that we do biannually. And that, again, was something that had to change during COVID. It was an in-person art show, and we had to either stop doing it or find a different way to do it, and we took it online. And one of our members, Lindy Canavis, talks to Australia, an Australia website hosting company that hosts these 400-plus art pieces so that they can be viewed online by 1,000 people. And we have gifts, prizes that we give to these students. It's judged, and that's very exciting. A smaller thing that we do is something that we've been doing for 10 years now with the Pewaukee Police Department, and that's to make gingerbread houses. Every year in December, they host us, and they participate in building gingerbread houses, not out of gingerbread. They're out of foam, but still, we have tables and tables full of things that can be glued on these foam gingerbread houses, and the police officers get into it just as much as the kids and the families.
You're just saying, don't eat them afterwards.
Right.
They won't taste good, but they sure do look pretty.
No, in fact, the police department actually has their own little competition that goes on.
Uh-huh.
And that, I think, started also during COVID, where they are very proud of the ones that they make.
I imagine. Well, you got a lot of really great things going on at PAC, Pewaukee Area Arts Council. What would you say is your greatest need at this time? So if someone's listening and they love your work, they want to support the arts, all the great work that you're doing, what would you say is your greatest need and a way that listeners can help you out?
Well, it always comes down to money and resources, hours. One thing that I'm really excited about that we're doing now is art care kits. It's a smaller project, but we think it makes a difference. We've been making them for youth for years and distributing them to various organizations like Children's Hospital and Family Promise. And this year we've added an adult kit that we are donating to the Redeem and Restore Center in Waukesha.
Oh, very nice. Yes. They've been on the show. Great organization.
And we believe that art can be part of the healing process, and so that's why we decided to. One of our members was involved with them and suggested them, so we now have a youth kit and an adult kit, and that adds up. We'd love to do more of them. We'd love to be able to do them with more organizations, and we'd love to find a sponsor or two to help us with that project.
Okay. Can people donate actual art supplies, or do you prefer monetary donations?
We actually shop for the supplies.
Okay.
We're looking more for a donation to help cover the costs,
okay,
which can be done on our website, PewaukeeAreaArts.org.
That's what I was going to ask you next. You read my mind. What is the contact information so people listening know how to reach you? One more time.
All right, it's PewaukeeArts.org.
PewaukeeArts.org, and that is for the Pewaukee Area Arts Council.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Sue Keeley, thank you for joining us today and sharing all the great ways that you guys are making a difference in our community.
Thank you for having us.
You are certainly
thank
welcome.
You.
Yes, absolutely. If you'd like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out to PAC or to the Women's Club of Pewaukee directly. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community, like our featured guest today, who you think would like to be featured themselves, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com. If you'd like to learn more about some great nonprofits in our community and the important work that they're doing right here in southeastern Wisconsin, I encourage you to tune in Sunday mornings at 10 to Milwaukee's philanthropic community to learn more about how and why they make a difference. You can tune in to News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone. You can also visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows or listen on demand on your favorite streaming platform. If you're interested in getting involved somewhere and sharing your time, talents, or resources, think about how you want to do that. What are the gifts that you've been blessed with, and how do you want to share them? Once you define how you want to do that, then you can plug into where you want to do that. find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing, and you'll be making an impact in more ways than you can ever imagine. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.